And then we have verse 7, and may I say that it looks as if we have three more witnesses added here that are in heaven. And I read verse 7, "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one." Now, that verse actually is not in the better manuscripts. I have here the very scholarly presentation presented by the late Dr. A.T. Robertson, who was, I think, one of the greatest Greek scholars that ever lived. And I heard him lecture when I was a student in seminary, and he probably knew more Greek than anybody that has lived in our generation. He lectured on the Epistle to the Romans, and he got up the first day to lecture, and he had a great big sheaf of notes there on Romans. And he didn't even look up at the student body. He just was straightening out those notes there. And then he looked up and said, "I don't see how the Apostle Paul ever wrote the Epistle to the Romans without my notes." And, of course, everybody roared at that. Well, he was a great Greek scholar. And he makes the statement that verse 7 is not in the better manuscripts, and that it was probably put in there by some scribe in the margin, and that you must remember that the Bible at first was handwritten. It was not printed. It was not until Gutenberg invented the printing press, and the first book printed was the Bible, but that was a long ways off from John and his day, so that some scribe evidently put what we have as verse 7 in the margin, and then later on another scribe would come along and include it in the text. Now, there's nothing wrong with it. The only thing is, I think we need to recognize it's not in the better manuscripts, and if we want to be scholarly, and if we today want to be accurate and be able to defend the verbal plenary inspiration of the Bible, we need to know these things. And therefore, since it doesn't add anything to the text at all, it was probably just put in the margin there. My feeling is that we should just bypass it and come to verse 8 and consider it. In other words, there are not six witnesses that are presented here, and the three in heaven would do us very little good down here on earth. It's the three witnesses on earth that we are concerned about, because the three witnesses in heaven would not have very much bearing on us today. But the three on earth have a direct bearing, and that's the point that I'm trying to emphasize.